Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, feel the air coming in through your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you're picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you're holding a banana with your toes. And let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little. And let it float slowly down. Lift your other leg just a little. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up. And let it float slowly back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands tight into a ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Relax and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flowing into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. And let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and hold. And relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you're ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Plucky Pandas. Soft gray skies covered the bamboo forest. Huan, the panda, opened his eyes. The little panda smiled and he looked up through the towering plants. Their bright green leaves stood out against the dull sky. Huan stretched and watched for his friend Dayu. The little panda thought he saw something moving towards him in the distance. Huan watched carefully. Was it Dayu? If it was, she was taking her sweet time. Huan concentrated, trying to figure it out, when suddenly, "Good morning, Huan!" The little panda bear jumped up, feeling startled, and turned around. "Oh, good morning, Dayu. You surprised me," Huan said. "What were you watching so closely?" Dayu asked, peering off in the same direction Huan had been looking. "I thought you were coming from that way. I guess it's just the breeze," Huan said, shrugging his shoulders. "Must be," Dayu said. "I don't see anything now." A rumbling noise distracted the little panda, and she looked back at Huan. "Are you hungry?" she asked. "My tummy seems to think so," Huan said, rubbing his belly. "Time for breakfast." Huan looked up at the bamboo and started to climb. The bamboo was slippery, and Huan slowly slid back down to the ground. The little panda couldn't reach the leaves. "Would you like some help?" Dayu asked. "No thanks, I can get it myself," Huan said. He moved on to another tree and started to climb the bamboo again. "Are you sure? I'm happy to." Once more, Dayu offered to help. She wondered why Huan was being so stubborn. Huan looked back at her and said, "I can do it." So he held on tightly as he climbed a little higher. Then Huan started to slide down again. He couldn't reach the leaves. His tummy was grumbling louder and louder. So the little panda found another tree to nibble on. This time, Dayu sat quietly. She could see how determined Huan was to reach the leaves himself. One more time, Huan climbed up the slippery tree. This time, he slid back down even faster. When the little panda landed, he lost his balance and rolled backwards onto his back. Huan sighed, and looked up at the tasty bamboo. Dayu stepped closer and said, "Is there a reason that you want to get the leaves by yourself?" Huan thought for a moment, looked down at the ground and said, "I feel stupid when I ask for help, like I should be able to do it myself." "That's silly," the little panda responded. "Smart pandas know how to recognize when they need some help, and brave pandas ask for help when they need it. Silly pandas try to do everything themselves and have rumbly tummies," Dayu added with a smile. Huan looked up at her with a little scowl. He understood what she was saying. "Fine, would you help me get some leaves, although I don't see what you can do?" "Of course," Dayu answered, and gave him a tug so that Huan was back on his feet. She wandered over to a tree and waved Huan over. "Climb up on my shoulders," she said. Huan looked at her puzzled and climbed up. "Okay, hold on to the bamboo." And Dayu stood up using her head and shoulders to push Huan up past the slippery section of the trunk where he could find some branches to hold. He grabbed hold of the branches and pulled himself up to where he could reach the leaves. Huan began munching on the leaves near him. With his mouth full, he asked Dayu if she wanted some. She smiled and said, "Sure." So Huan picked some beautiful green leaves and dropped them down to her. Now both pandas were busy munching away. Dayu said, "I think you know how to get back down, right?" Huan smiled, climbed off the branch, and slid down to the ground. "Thank you, Dayu," he said, reaching the bottom. "You're welcome," she replied. With a full belly, Huan yawned. Dayu yawned as well. It was time for a nap. The two pandas each found a cozy spot to rest. Huan wished everyone well and thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little panda was grateful to have a belly full of delicious bamboo. He was happy to have a friend willing to help him, even when he was being stubborn. And even though he had felt annoyed at first, the little panda was especially thankful that Dayu had shared her thoughts on asking for help. The more Huan thought about it, the more he realized that smart pandas do know when to ask for help, and brave pandas do ask. Huan closed his eyes and then relaxed in a cozy ball. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little panda took another dragon breath, calming his body. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and Huan fell asleep, happy that he had had the courage to ask for help after all, and unafraid to ask in the future. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.